Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from Audio Boo and from behind the airport right here in good old Abbotville, Alabama. And I want to talk about today about how people treat you and why. People can only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. Just say, for instance, if it's a guy and you're a girl, and they continually disregard your feelings, they are selfish, inconsiderate, and, you know, only think of themselves all the time. It's all about me, me, me. And they never consider your feelings. And they just kind of waltz in when they get ready to. And if they don't want to come, they find something better and exciting to do. Then they don't show up. Or they call and say, hey, I've got other plans, you know. I don't care that I had plans to come and spend time with you. But I had a friend of mine to call, and I'm going over here because I'm bored. And I want to go have a few drinks and, you know, so the hell with you. It's basically what they're saying in a nutshell. They might say it nice. Oh, baby, I just want to, you know, go spend time with my buddies. You know, I don't ever get to see them. Blah, 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 blah. In reality, that's saying, I don't give a shit how you feel. That the fact that we had plans and I'm not going to come see you because I found something better to do. That's basically, in a nutshell, what it's saying. And the only reason why that people treat you this way is because you allow them to treat you this way. If you was to stand your ground and say, hey, you know what? Fuck you. If you got better things to do, you know what? I got better things to do too. And we'll see you fucking later. And they see that you would not put up with that shit, that you would at least be considerate enough to make plans ahead of time and say, you know what, hey, babe, next weekend, I'm thinking about, you know, taking a night to go and be with my buddies and hang out. Now, that is considering someone else's feelings. That is putting, you know, their feelings a little bit before yours and letting them know ahead of time. So, hey, you know, they might have something better they can do, too, and make plans to go do something else. Or, you know, at least not be sitting there waiting for you to come. And then you just kind of say, hey, I got something better to do. Fuck you, you know. But the only reason why people would treat you that way, like they might do it one time just to see if they can get by with it. And if they see you ain't gonna put up with it and say, fuck you, go on and do what you want to, and I'll see you on the flip side, then they'd stop doing it. Or at least find a better, you know, more considerate way of saying, hey, you know, this is what's up. But if you continually dismiss the fact that they did not think of your feelings at all and let them get by with treating you that way, then they will continue to treat you that way. Because that's just like a child. You say, you know, you get on to them, you scorn them, and you say, if you do this next time, then I'm going to give you a whipping. And you never whoop them. Then, you know, every time that you say, I'm going to whip you, I'm going to whip you, I'm going to whip you, they believe you less and less and less. Same way goes with a partner, whether it be male or female. Either way, it could be either way. But 9 times out of 10, it's the man doing it to the woman. Because women are more considerate of the man's feelings. And she don't change her plans to go do something with her friends because she feels like that she would have more fun. She enjoys spending time with you, whether it just be sitting home watching a movie or whatever. Most women, you know. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 8 out of 10 women would be more considerate of the man's feelings than the man would be considerate of the woman's feelings. If you're basing it on men, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would probably say 4 out of 10 would consider the woman's feelings over his own. Because men get by with a lot more in a relationship simply because women tend to be more loyal than men do. Men usually keep their options open, whereas women, they keep, like if they find somebody they're interested in, then all the other options are cut off. You know, they're like, hey, I like this guy, and they're focused on this guy. And, where with men, it is quantity over quality, and with women, it's quality over quantity. So, if any woman is out there listening to me, don't put up with the shit. If they start treating you like that, say, get fucking lost. And if they care anything about you, they'll stop doing it and come back around and start doing differently. Not just saying they'll do differently, they will do differently. And as for men, same goes to you. If you have a woman that's not considering your feelings, which, everybody knows that women are more emotional beings than men. We have feelings all over our brain, and men only have feelings in one central location of their brain. So they can forget about their feelings and go do something else and go back to their feelings later when they want to. How lucky they are. But if you don't want somebody, if you don't want to keep putting up with the bullshit and you think, oh, if I just treat him better, I just do this and do that, it's something I'm doing and it's causing him to want to do this. It's not what you're doing. It's what you are allowing that is causing these men to fuck with your mind. So it don't matter how sweet that you are, how helpful you are, even if you wipe their ass when they sit on the toilet, nothing you could do better would make them change. It's stop allowing that disrespectful, selfish way they treat you and not consider your feelings. Stop doing that, allowing that to take place, and things will change. I've learned through bad experience, finally, after 43 years, I know how to get the reaction that I want from a man. And now that I know how to do it, I don't have any options, so hey. But anyway, if one does so happens to come along, I'll know how to do it next time, honey. Trust, the Alabama Mammy will do it right. Well, that's my spew, and hope this helps somebody out there. I will check y'all on the flip side. See you.